Did you listen to the Big Fatty Show this week?
Well, here's the problem. I listened to Monday and Tuesday, but he had some screw up and his shows did not publish Wednesday and Thursday. And then he published two all at once.
Yeah.
And I have not had a chance to listen to those. So I have listened to part of the week.
So Big Fatty was talking about his day, as he does. But the thing that resonated with me was talking about forgetting things that he had just dealt with. Right.
So I do recall him saying that he was forgetting something, and so maybe that was earlier.
No. Auntie Scott in the chat room is saying, "Great, now I'm back from." No. Auntie Scott, this is not about Big Fatty. This is about me.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Did you listen to the Big Fatty Show this week?
Well, here's the problem.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4630. BFO for flight, the 7th. Of November 8, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, Miss Bacon listened to her cousin, Big Fatty. Sweaties, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. You sweaties. Today, y'all, it's gotten hot. It's gotten hot again. Y'all, it's thirsty as I'm recovering, I guess. Yo, we hit 74 degrees, and it's supposed to get up to 79 or 80 by Saturday, I believe. But y'all, come Monday, it's going to be the weather rat is just going to boom. It's just going to boom. Y'all, I'll be surprised if he doesn't proclaim it a soup night. Monday and Tuesday nights, because y'all, it's going to boom. Y'all, we're going to be in the 30s in the evening, and the highs only in the upper 50s. Big Fatty, you'll have to pull out your fur lined camisole. Yes, I will. Big Fatty, what fur is that? It's not beaver.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, let's see y'all today. Today, the 7th of November. Y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all, one of these people I've met many, 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 many times. Other one, never. I don't think. I may have met in passing one time, but I don't think so. I believe they are now down in the Savannah, Georgia. I believe they are down there. The Hot Couple will correct me if I'm wrong. Big Fatty, if he can remember, you know, he's getting elderly. Well, he did have a celebration earlier this week. But anyway, y'all, the one I know, y'all, he came to Pride 48 a couple of times, and y'all, when he was living in the Hatlanta, would always attend the Podcasters of America dinner at the Colonnade. Y'all, looks like that's going to be the first week in December this year. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the host of the Pod Cubs little show. That's Robo and his husband, Alan. Big Fatty, we love Robo and Alan, and hope they get cake.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Jesse, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, get to them. Y'all, today, y'all, he's a former number one fan of the BFO. Up there in the Squamish, northern Mexico. Y'all, he's one of those quiet ones. You got to watch out for him. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Mr. Mike. Big Fatty, we love Mr. Mike. We do indeed. And y'all, this will be the first year that Gavin will not be able to be there to celebrate the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the number one funky homo gem. But y'all, he's anything but quiet. Yes, we love the number one funky homo. We do. Y'all been on Saturday. Y'all, he's been here to the villa. He's been an active participant on the little show. Y'all, he's ranked amongst the top three 1 year. It may have been two. I don't remember. But y'all recently called in a gas report. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only husband of Shy Tom. Y'all, that's that Randy in the Penis Slivania. Big Randy, we love Randy in the Penis Slivania. We do. And y'all, then also on Saturday, y'all met him several times at the G'day's Vodka Fest. Y'all, he lives in the River House with the one and only Guru Nudie. And Tampa, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Karl Lagerfeld. Big Fatty, we love Karl Lagerfeld and his little donkey statues. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, he's one of the co-hosts of the Big Gay Sex Show. He came to Pride 48 several times. Y'all, he's the redheaded Norseman. You know, he's a Viking. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Ouija. Big Fatty, we love Ouija and his naked pictures. We do. And finally, y'all, he's the husband of Karl Lagerfeld down there living in that same river house. Y'all recently called into the little show to tell us how much he enjoyed the mechanicals. Y'all, long-time listener of the BFO. Y'all, it's the one and only Guru Nudie in Tampa. Big Fatty, we love Guru Nudie in Tampa. So, y'all, if you see Mr. Mike, Randy in the Penis Slivania, Karl Lagerfeld, Ouija, or Guru Nudie, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Fart pants, it's bacon. Hello. Okay, so you have to see this to believe it, but I do have a bag of coins that I was wondering, what can I do with these? And I keep forgetting to take them to the bank and cash it in for cash money. So I will pony it up for a prize, for a little contest to name your little AI people. And I will cash it at the bank. I don't know how much is in there, but I think you should separate them into two bags and put so that two people can win. So there will be a name for him and her, he or she, or they and they, and then two people can win. And even if it's the same person, well then, okay. I'll send you the prize monies so that you get it to the week before Black Friday. And also I'll send you two stamps so you can mail the money to the people or something, because I know you're cheap and I don't want you to have to spend an extra $1.50 on two stamps. Yeah, this will be fun. Okay, everybody better play. Even the people who don't like me. Just play, please. I mean, it's free money. We're all strapped for cash these days, right? Anyway, and I just refinanced my house, so I'm be saving thousands of dollars. And I haven't figured out to the penny, actually, how many thousands of dollars in interest. It's well over $150,000. So anyway, let's go ahead and win Bacon's money. Win Bacon's money. Woodhaven Hallway.
Dear, I see y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, we've got us a contest. Y'all, you will be able to submit your entry. You can submit a male entry and a female entry. And you can do it over there at the www on the website. Or you can call in with a voice letter or send Big Fatty an e-letter. And y'all, we'll say one entry per male and per female. And y'all, the entries will close at midnight on Tom Turkey Day, the 27th.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
Big Fatty, and y'all are Ask Big Fatty Questions. Yes, that's plural. Come to us from Dr. Stone out there in the San Diego, and he says, he posts over there at the BFO, please send this over to the BFO Q&A desk. Big Fatty, we're doing it. Why isn't he paying attention? Well, you know, sometimes he gets distracted. You know, it's kind of going downtown. Yes, Big Fatty, first question. Is this the same Scott who calls into the mix with his death phone submissions? Yes, Dr. Stone, it was that Scott who we learned passed away. So, yes, that is correct. Second question from Dr. Stone. How did you stop kids from ringing your doorbell after you ran out of the candies? Did you turn the lights out or turn on the deer urine sprinklers? Maybe you could have offered them a shrimp cocktail. Dr. Stone, an excellent question and an excellent suggestion also. You know, maybe I'll do that next year, hand out shrimp cocktails. Dr. Stone, I turned the lights off and I have these portable planters on the sides of the walkway, and I just pull them in front of the steps so people can't get up there. And our final question is, did you dress as the wizard for Halloween? And the answer is no! No! And, Doc, y'all, since we're talking about Dr. Stone, y'all, he also posted on the poor Big Fatty, poor old thing, is living in downtown. It wasn't Robert Baca. It was Drew Carey we all saw at The Price is Right. Y'all, I hadn't forgotten that Dr. Stone had even gone with us. Big Fatty, you are downtown. In fact, I still have the shirt that says, quote, no poopy music, please. Drew, Big Fatty, I remember that shirt. But Dr. Stone, thank goodness you've got your sanity still. A Big Fatty, I wouldn't go that far. Y'all, by the way, Miss Beaver, you know, it's the Beaver moon this week. And Miss Beaver said it was an exceptionally beautiful moon. And y'all, anything Beaver is beautiful. Big Fatty, you could get in trouble with that. Well, so be it. Y'all, speaking of Miss Beaver, I don't know why I said that, but a couple of little things here. You know, it was basically the same kind of thing going on. So, not really anything to recap for my day here in Fat Acres, y'all. I believe the Nip has arrived, but I don't see him. So maybe it's a stranger coming in. Big Fatty, let's check. Y'all, I've checked the cameras, and y'all, it's my camera on the veranda picks up shadows as the sun begins to set, and it thinks it's a person. So y'all, it was the mystery shadow that set it off. Big Fatty, maybe it's a ghost. Well, it might be a ghost. The ghost of Colon's past. Yes, Big Fatty, that's no. I will say that I did do the senior size class today, and y'all, we're not having it on Tuesday because it's Larry the Veterans Day. So there'll be no exercise allowed to celebrate Larry the Veteran. So anyway, y'all, I did get an interesting e-letter from the Fat Acres Planning Board. And y'all, if you've ever been here to Fat Acres, you know that there is a walking path around the outer loop of Fat Acres, and it's kind of a synthetic kind of thing. And y'all, it's always in need of repair. And y'all, it's very expensive to keep up with. So y'all, the board of directors was given they had two options. They either had to have a special assessment for every home in Fat Acres of $1,000, because y'all, to replace the synthetic walking path was going to be about $250,000. Fatty, but y'all, they've spoken to the city, and the city is going to take over the walking path, and they're going to take the synthetic walking path up and just put down concrete sidewalks. And y'all, that's fine, and it's not going to cost any of us anything, and then the city will maintain them because that becomes not part of Fat Acres now because the city will take care of that. So y'all, I'm happy to say that I will not be plunking down $1,000 for my honorary 250th of the walking path around the neighborhood, and that's just lovely. Y'all, I got one last thing here to close out the week. Y'all, that Moose P has reported that gas up there in near Raleigh, North Kakalaki, was $2.67 a gallon. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that's kind of comparable with what it's like here. I think it's a little bit cheaper here, but oh dear Gussie, y'all, don't forget the contest is open. Ends at midnight on Tom Turkey Day, the 27th, and post it over there at the BFO, or call in with your entry, or send an e-letter and give us a male and a female name for the host of Ruination, the Early Years, which, by the way, will come out tomorrow morning for you. So, y'all, that'll be episodes 7 through 12. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix, and Daniel Biba and Adam, what do you think about the early years of Ruination?
Did you listen to the Big Fatty Show this week?
Well, here's the problem.
Oh, the problem is you didn't listen. I'm repeating them. Yes, kind of like supper.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.